This is Hannah Lazar.
And Jack Bonney.
And we're on the phone with Paul Oakenfold. Hey, Paul.
Hello.
That you were doing this wonderful show / experience musical journey in Vegas called Perfecto. And can you describe this for us?
Yeah, the idea was to take a little bit of the spirit and energy of Ibiza and bring it to the States. And I felt that Las Vegas was the perfect place for it because it's certainly a performance-based show. We have trapeze artists, we have various different characters in dress, and we have a lot of alternative performances from various different people. And within the club there is snow and fire, various different characters that are hung from the ceiling, and it's very much an experience. The idea behind the title of Planet Perfecto is to take you to this place where you wouldn't usually find yourself and have a different experience in terms of the music that we play and hopefully enjoy yourself. And we've been working very hard and we're doing very well at the moment, so very happy.
Oh, and it's getting a huge response from the people in the States, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not just the States. What's really nice is that people are making an effort, even in this time, financially, to travel. When they do come to Vegas from England, I've met people from France, from Singapore, from Australia, who have, you know, tied it in with their holidays and come to the club. So that's been really rewarding.
Well, when you first started DJing, could you ever have imagined being a part of something this big and intense?
No, not really, no.
Way back in the day?
No, not at all. I never ever thought I'd be in Los Angeles making music for films and being a resident in Las Vegas. No. So I'm very lucky in that respect.
We've followed you for many, many years, but you have helped compose movie soundtracks and filled arenas, small clubs, been on tour with major artists. Which do you feel most at home with?
I think what's wonderful about working within music is you can wear many hats, and I enjoy that process of being on a major tour that I just I finished before Christmas with Madonna, to being in a studio working on scoring a movie.
He exists in a world beyond your world. Besides, he does. He lives a life where nothing is beyond him. Nothing is beyond him.
Various different projects, so I enjoy doing a lot of different things within the music bracket.
You've done quite a number of remixes for famous musicians. How does that whole process start when you decide that you want to do a song and remix it? Do you call the artist? Do they call you? Is it kind of a collaboration? How does that whole process take place?
Usually, you're approached by the artist, management, or the record company. And what they do, they contact me. They ask me or my management if we'd want to do a remix. They send me the product. I listen to it. And then make a decision based on if I can make it work for the dance floor, really.
Well, what have been some of your favorite remixes?
Well, I'd have to say one of my favorites is Massive Attack Unfinished Symphony. I've done a bunch of mixes for you too. So Beautiful Day was one of my favorites.
We love that. Great job on that, by the way.
Thanks. Close to me. I like the mix I've done on Madonna Hollywood.
Friend Paul Van Dyke, he gave us some real insight as to the life of a world-traveling DJ and what it's like for him and his family, but and his lack of sleep and his ability to go in and out of the, you know, the time zones. Can you describe this for us in your words?
Yeah, I mean, I don't tend to do as much DJing as a lot of the DJs now. I mean, I have the residency, so I'm only on a 45-minute flight to Vegas, and I mainly, to be honest with you, I mainly kind of stay in LA and not try not to do as much as I used to do in terms of traveling. But what I do is I approach it in a different way. So I will approach it more like a band. So when I have my album out, then I will go on a tour. and stay away for a period of time.
Okay.
Rather than going every single weekend or every week like most DJs, I tend to have a different approach to it. So it's not so hard to do it the way I do it. And also what I will do is I'll do it on a tour bus. So when I do America, for instance, and I mean, I haven't toured America for a year and a half now, and I will at some time tour America this year when my record's out. But what I'll do is I'll go on a bus, so I won't... It's much, much easier, it's much more relaxing, and you don't have to deal with airports.
Oh, very nice.
You have been around for, you know, 15, 20-plus years doing this, and you are the door to electronica for many people around the world, especially in the United States. How do you stay fresh?
It's very important to stay ahead of the curve. So I'm always looking for new sounds, new producers. I'm always, even when I'm in the studio, trying to find new ideas. It's very much an important part of what I do, to stay ahead of the curve. So that's, for me, an important side of it.
Where do you see electronica music moving in the future?
Where I'm trying to move to is strong songs. I think that if you can, this electronic scene worldwide is really, really big, as you're really aware. Mm-hmm. But we've always had a lack of strong songs. It's always been rhythm based. So for my next record, the approach I'm going to take is to really focus on having records or hopefully songs that can cross over and sit comfortably on radio, but have a rhythm that is fresh and new for radio.
That's brilliant.
That's the plan.
Because when you worked with U2 and Madonna, you really reached out to the world audience there. And it was really exciting. We could hear the Paul Oakenfold effect going on in that song. Because we've seen you in those small clubs, too. So it's fun to hear and see you all over the place, having your fingers in everything. So thank you so much for taking this time to talk with us, Paul.
We ask one thing of all of our interviewees at the end of their interviews is to give us their best pirate impression.
Oh, yes.
Can you do that for us real quick?
Pirate impression.
Yes.
All right, Captain.
Good job. Thank you very much.
Once again, I find myself with my friends, dancing the night away, it's like the party never ends. Then again, we don't want it to stop, cause tonight's the night, it goes sweatbox, laser beam, flashing lights. Wild cards, men from Mars, dressed in stars and stripes. Hectic, electric, ladies of the evening, drinking booze and mingling. Mashing to the music, I could do anything, freaky deaky stars, speckles and pink butterflies. Life is nice, so nice, I walk into a club and I found paradise. I'm seeing stars, I can't believe my eyes.
Seeing stars.
Oh my, starry eyes, surprise, sundown to sunrise, dance all night, we gonna dance all night to this DJ, I sugar dance all night to this DJ. Oh my, starry eyes, surprise, sundown to sunrise, dance all night, we gonna dance all night to this DJ, I sugar dance all night to this DJ, dance all night to this DJ, I